This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Education and Labor Committee, which had some jurisdiction over the health care plan in the House. And he's also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, a coalition of House conservatives. We want to get his thoughts, obviously, on the health care debate going on here in Washington, but specifically at the bipartisan summit at the Blair House today. We should also point out that Congressman Price is also a practicing physician, so he knows this issue very well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be back with you.
Has this debate changed in any fundamental way today?
I don't know that it's changed anything in a fundamental way. I think it has illuminated the fundamental differences between our side and their side, the Republicans and the Democrats, and that is that it is clear with virtually every answer that has been given by the president and his side that they believe the government ought to be the final arbiter. The government and the bureaucracy ought to be deciding what kind of health coverage the American people get, what kind of treatment they receive, when they receive that treatment, by whom, et cetera, what the definition of quality is. And we simply believe that it ought to be patients and families and doctors making those medical decisions. And I think we're on the side of the American people.
Congressman, so it sounds like you reject then the idea offered by the president as well as some of the other Democrats that were really very close to a consensus here. That was suggested by Senator Baucus and some others that the sides were much closer than they would contend in public. It sounds like you're not buying that.
Yeah, I think Senator Baucus said amazingly, and I was really stunned by it. He said, "We basically agree." That's not true. If we had basically agreed, we'd have gotten to a conclusion over the last year. We may agree on the words at the top of the page, for example, ending the challenge of pre-existing illnesses and injuries, but they believe that the solution is to put government in charge. We believe that the solution is to allow patients and families the opportunity to access the kind of coverage that they want for themselves and for their families, not that the government wants for them.
One other thing that we saw today is the Democrats suggesting that it's not necessarily a matter of government control versus private control. I believe it was the vice president who actually said that both sides want some government control. It's just a matter over how much. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Well, that may be. The problem is they're taking it from the current system, which we believe has too much government control already, and expanding that government control. We believe that the way to decrease costs, to increase quality, and to increase access to the highest quality of care in this nation is to decrease the governmental control. It's a governmental control right now that in so many ways is making it oppressive for individuals to be able to practice medicine and the patients to be able to receive the highest quality care.
What do you think were the strongest points made by your party today?
I think, one, that fundamental difference. Two is that the solutions that we've offered have been targeted and address the main concern that the American people have, and that is the cost of health care. The other side, the president's party, the Democrats, all of their solutions increase the cost of health care by upwards of $1 trillion over the next 10 years. And the American people know that we just don't have that money to do that. And you certainly wouldn't want to use money that we don't have to develop a public policy that the American people don't support. That's just lunacy on both ends.
Any misconceptions you think that your party needed to show the American people, whether it was countering the Democratic assertion that they didn't have an alternative of their own, or anything else that had been out there in the public square as being the case that you think needed to be addressed?
Yeah, I think the notion that Republicans don't have alternatives has really been put to rest. The fact that we're there and the fact that the president has acknowledged that and that there are differences. We believe they're fundamental differences, not nuanced differences. But I think the other big thing that has come out today is that the president says, look, we took one of your ideas and put it in our bill. And again, the problem is the headline may have been put in the bill, but the substance wasn't. What they take is, for example, the whole issue of pre-existing or portability, and then have the government dictating what must happen as opposed to how we would solve those challenges, again, putting patients and families and doctors in charge.
Let me follow up on one point where you say that the words are there but not the actual provisions. I believe it was Senator Baucus again who said that basically what Republicans wanted on allowing consumers to shop across state lines for insurance was in there, just not in the exact version that Republicans would prefer.
Yeah, And he's absolutely right. The purchasing across state lines is in the Democrat proposal. The problem is what the only thing that you can purchase is what the government mandates that you purchase. So can you buy it in another state? Sure, but it's what the government dictates that you have, demands that you have, and in fact punishes and taxes you if you don't purchase it. We believe that you ought to have the freedom, American principled freedom, to be able to purchase the kind of coverage that you want for yourself and your family, whether it's in your state or elsewhere.
You talked about mandates there for a moment. That has come up to some extent. I believe it was Congressman Camp who mentioned that mandates are going to be what's driving up premiums for folks, and we can talk about that dispute between the president and Senator Alexander in a moment that started out the whole thing. And then also, I believe Eric Cantor, your House Minority Whip, talked about that. Do you think that's been adequately explained at this point?
I don't, and I appreciate you asking the question, because when the government mandates something, what that means is that it has to define what it's mandating. And in this instance, the individual mandate, the mandate that every single American must have health coverage, the government would then be defining what that coverage must be. And that's where you get into the whole rub of, if you like what you have, you can keep it. The fact of the matter is you won't. In fact, things like health savings accounts and high-deductible catastrophic plans and cafeteria plans, all those things would not only be unavailable under the Democrats' plan, they would be illegal to sell in the United States of America. That's an oppression and a regulation and an intrusion of the federal government into the lives of the American people that we believe is unacceptable.
Do you believe, if they go forward with this, and obviously you hope they don't, that it's incumbent upon those writing the legislation to tell people now likely what they would have to have included in their plan?
Without a doubt, but it's in the bill. I mean, it's in the pieces of legislation. One can see that they won't acknowledge that in fact that's what would be required of everybody, but that's exactly what the language in the bill is. And it is a very, very broad health coverage that would disallow, as I mentioned, the kinds of things like high-deductible catastrophic plans or health savings accounts.
Congressman, I mentioned it in passing a moment ago, and that's the dispute between President Obama and Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee about whether the current Senate plan would lower or raise premiums for individuals trying to buy insurance on their own. A lot of people scurrying around to do some fact-checking looked as though that Senator Alexander was more right on this. How do you think that impacts the public perception?
Well, I think it demonstrates that the president, once again, to the American people, likes to use the talking points, likes to say what the American people want to hear. But when you drill down and when you look at the facts of the matter, it is usually a remarkable distortion of the facts. And later he admitted he tried to cover it up and say, well, the reason it would cost more, he then admitted it would cost more, the reason it would cost more is because they would be getting a broader level of coverage. Again, the problem with that is that it is the government dictating what coverage you must have. If I and my family, or you and your family, want to have some different type of coverage that doesn't exactly fit the president's description of what health coverage ought to be, then you won't be able to get it. It'll be illegal.
Congressman, last question. Do you think the Democrats will use reconciliation? They seem offended that that was on the table today, but do you think that'll be their strategy?
Another great example. You get Senator Reid saying nobody's talking about a reconciliation when, in fact, they've been talking about it for the past couple of weeks. I don't think they can do it. I don't think the numbers are there, not necessarily in the Senate, but I don't think the numbers are there in the House to be able to pass the Senate bill and then move to change it in certain ways. That's what would have to happen from a procedural standpoint, and I just don't think they have the numbers.
We'll keep watching, and we hope to talk to you again about it, sir. Thanks so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, practicing physician, member of the House Education and Labor Committee, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.